Today's talks are important because there's been virtually no contact between the leaders of the two communities for nearly 4 years. With a new president in the south and a moderate leader in the north, commentators see the time as being ripe for a solution to the Cyprus question. In a highly symbolic move, the two men agreed to open a barrier in the centre of Nicosia, which has cut through one of the city's leading shopping streets. More importantly, the Greek Cypriot president Dimitris Christofias and Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat have agreed to meet again, raising hopes that peace talks may soon be back on track here in Cyprus. After years of stagnation with little dialogue between the two sides, Friday's meeting provides much-needed hope to those who have waited 34 years for a solution. The former Greek Cypriot Foreign Minister, Nikos Rolandis, is optimistic that momentum for further confidence-building measures can be created.
We have two moderate leaders on both sides of the dividing line. The new president of Cyprus, Dimitris Christofias, has been working for a united Cyprus for many years, and I would say that the same applies to Mr. Talat. It's a historical moment for Cyprus. It's not an easy feat, of course, to have the problem resolved.
Over 30 years of UN efforts have failed to reunite the Greek and Turkish communities, and a catalogue of painful problems face the two leaders, including property rights, the return of displaced people, and security arrangements. The veteran former Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş, who was seen by many in the international community as the main obstacle to peace in Cyprus, thinks the latest wave of renewed optimism gives a false impression of the realities of the Cyprus dilemma.
Unfortunately, people who create this atmosphere are people who refuse to diagnose the problem.
He and his supporters are adamant that the only way for the political stalemate on the island to be solved is for two separate independent states working together.
Don't we want to unite? Don't we want Cyprus to be free and normal again? Of course we do. But on the basis this time of permanence, not a paper agreement, but on the basis of reality. Reality is existence of two national units, two states like Czechs and Slovaks. Let them agree how to work together, how to be represented in the EU, but not put Turkish Cypriots back again into the laps of Greek Cypriots, who will continue to try to make Cyprus Greek again.
The main fear now is that if the two sides do not move to secure peace and reunification, that time will finally run out and the island will remain cut in two. Mehmet Sasisi is the leader of the Turkish Cypriot Democracy Party.
Every day we are losing our optimism in our society, especially the Turkish Cypriots. So maybe this will be our last chance.
This country has been split since the Turkish invasion in 1974. The Greek Cypriots in the south represent Cyprus in the European Union. The Turkish Cypriot north is seen as a breakaway state, with only Turkey recognizing it. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Cyprus.